Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Emmanuel Acho, we were just messing with him in the last segment. He's come up with a legacy formula. Number of rings a player has won divided by number of teams he's played for. Yager's the funniest one we could come up with. 9 teams.
Oh, man.
2 rings. 0.22222222222 legacy score. Shaq, 0.67 legacy score. Phil Kessel, 0.6. Joe Flacco, 0.2. And Kenny Pickett, 0.33, because he's now on his third team.
Yep.
Jeff joins us to talk about more legitimate things. How you doing, Jeff?
What's up, guys? Got Yager's name. Didn't he put his name into the hat for the draft on Friday?
Is he coming back into the league, Doran? Jeff?
Who knows? Who knows? It's been an interesting ride with Jaromir Jagr.
If Jagr played exclusively on the power play, do you think he'd be an above-average player?
I think he'd have a few goals. There'd probably be some shorties allowed on that power play, though.
Well, that's happening anyway, what's the problem? From one old guy to another, Aaron Rodgers is going to speak today on the Pat McAfee show. You said that his teammates seem to really like Aaron. I know it was only mini camp, but what have you heard on that front, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's impression, listen, a lot of guys' impressions of Aaron Rodgers are what ours are. I mean, they see stuff he says about things other than football. They see the swirl around him. They see what happened with the Jets. And they're wondering, I mean, some of them have friends that might have played with him, so they have a little better understanding, but a lot of them don't. And I think they found that he was more down to earth, that he was more laid back, that he liked to joke around. Now, all that stuff is nice when you're going through these type of scenarios. Let's see how it is after a loss, or if there are 2 losses in a row, how all of that meshes. But I think early returns, I think, were surprising for some, especially the younger guys who had only knew this figure of Aaron Rodgers that they've known their whole life.
Jeff, do you think Aaron Rodgers will play at all in the preseason games? Do you think it's necessary for him to play at all in the preseason games?
Especially now with few starters playing. I mean, I would love to see him get out there for a series or two just to see some reps against another team. They are going to have a practice against another team, which will allow an opportunity to do that. I would still think that he's going to get a series or two just to get something out there with those guys. Probably nothing more than that.
Jeff, do you think the Watt deal gets done before training camp, or is this something that's going to linger beyond that?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we're anywhere close, does it?
No.
I mean, TJ said nothing. There's nothing at this point that would give you hope that it's going to get done. And most deals that we've seen with these type of contracts last through camp. I mean, Deontay is the only one, maybe Hines back in the day, were the only ones I could remember that signed during camp. Most of those happened when they got to the south side. And obviously last time with TJ was just a few days before the first game. So I fear that could happen again. It seems like he's pretty resolved, not in what he is not saying, plus also what his brother is telling McAfee.
Jeff, isn't it crazy that, and this is kind of, off the beaten path a little bit, but isn't it crazy that, I look at what Pitt football is doing on the recruiting trail for the upcoming class that could potentially be coming in. And they've done a great job. I think they're embarking on, being a top 25 class, or if they're not already a top 25 class, but they've been doing and making a lot of noise and securing a lot of recruits to commit to the program. But isn't it crazy that you still have to wait throughout the whole entire year to see if those guys are actually going to stay committed and not be swayed away to another team and get paid more money? Isn't it crazy? This is where we're at with college football.
And it's crazy for us. Imagine what it's like for those coaches.
Right.
To build those relationships and then still be on the edge of your seat, like, are they still going to come? Are they still going to come? What might change in a court ruling that's going to make this more difficult? I mean, there's all these variables, but you're right. And, you know, you do hear fans, let's say in this case, Pitt fans, wondering like, man, that's a crowded facility with the Steelers having to share a stadium. And then they have two recruiting weekends where they're able to bring players in while the Steelers are going through off-season work. And what do you know? They land a lot of those kids. So there are still advantages, I think, for the Panthers to be in a facility with the Steelers. And yeah, Doran, you're right. I mean, they've for the targets they've gone after, they've pretty much gotten what they've wanted. And I know it's not a time where high school recruiting is huge because it's all about the portal, but you have to build that base. And it seems like they're doing a good job there. And if you can build that base and then use the portal for a player here or there, that seems to be where the strategy of where the sweet spot for Pitt would be.
Yeah, it's almost like taking advantage of a market inefficiency now. I think it's a really good strategy by Pitt. You talked about the facility there, and we are going to come at you from a lot of different angles in this conversation. Jeff, Josh Shapiro, governor of PA, said that the Eagles, the Steelers, would get no state funding in his administration if they were to attempt to build a new stadium. And I think that's probably going to affect the Eagles more now than the Steelers, unless you're hearing anything different. Are the Steelers considering building a new stadium anytime soon, or would it be more about the practice facility, and would the state funding apply to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that I've heard directly. I mean, when they hired David Morehouse, I think a lot of people went,
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy that would specialize in this type of thing, but there hasn't been any hot talk about, you know, wanting a new stadium. I think more the facility, and that's a lot of that's just frustration over the lack of space because the staffs on both sides have gotten so big that there just isn't room, or it's very tough to have room for both sides. But no, nothing active about the Steelers wanting or hinting at, you know, a new stadium or any threats or anything like that. Not at all.
Jeff, let's say if the Steelers at some point in the near future got a new practice facility, would that mean Pitt would just blow out that wall and make like a mega facility down there?
No. Yeah, I would think so. Woo! I mean, that would be a mega facility. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I mean, you've got ample room. But, I mean, you're also now, instead of splitting the costs, you're incorporating all of those costs at a time where now you're paying student athletes $20 million that you didn't anticipate 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And trying to find that money. So while that would be awesome to have that room, there's also the advantages we were just talking about with recruiting and not having to pay the entire bill.
I wonder if you would do a different naming rights deal, and it would be the Pitt facility brought to you by blah, 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 and you could come up with some of the money that way, but that is not something that I know anything about because I'm a dum-dum.
I'd ask Duquesne to be a tenant.
Split it with the Dukes.
Why not?
And then you could see all those guys practice, and then they could transfer to Pitt whenever they're juniors and seniors. Jeff Hathorn with us. Jeff, the Flyers made a deal that I don't know if I wanted to see the Penguins make the exact deal, but I think this is the kind of deal Kyle Dubas is looking at. Trevor Zegras from Anaheim is a top 10 pick in the draft, has tons of ability. I don't know if he can stick at center, but 24 years old, has been a 20-goal scorer in the league before. It just wasn't working out in Anaheim. They give up Poehling, who we've seen here, a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick for a guy who maybe is a top-six forward for them, maybe a top two-line center. Is that the kind of deal that you think Dubas will be looking to make this summer?
Yeah, yes. Bottom line, yes. And then he's told us that they're past the strict selling time, that they're looking to add, but looking for the right ad. Mm-hmm. And I would think their days of adding 30-somethings, except for rare occasions where you need a 1 year out of one guy because you couldn't find anybody else, I think those days are over. Taking the shots at some of these younger guys, you're going to have to give up, but that's why you have all that draft capital. I mean, we've discussed it with the Steelers for months, but the Penguins draft capital is there for them to make these type of moves. So, yes, I mean, that's the hope, that you find some young cornerstones for this team that would have an opportunity to see what Sidney Crosby does on a day-to-day basis. I mean, it's not to say that they're a move or two away, but they need to get younger. They have some youth, but not impactful youth. Make a move, throw somebody in a trade, and hey, if they want Erik Karlsson too, we'd be glad to throw him in.
Yeah, they have 3 third-round picks this year. They could have 2 first-round picks, depending on what the Rangers decide to do, if they want to give the Penguins this year's pick or next year's pick, and I think they have to make that decision by Wednesday night. Jeff, really good stuff as always, man. Appreciate you hopping on, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
See you then, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
What a man. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. A lot there to react to, and so we will do that when we come back. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.